A reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 33 to 45. The parable of the wicked tenants. Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized the slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance." So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death, and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce of the harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone on whom it falls." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. This is quite a solemn gospel reading, quite serious in its theme, and serious too in the outcomes that are highlighted. In Matthew's gospel, it's placed just after the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. It looks as if it's the following day. And just before it, there was the parable of the story of the cursing of the fig tree that bore no fruit. So this is an important aspect of this parable, the need for us to bear fruit. It's obvious, too, that by the final verses, that this parable was addressed to the listeners of the Jewish religious establishment. Because it says at the end there, they perceived that he was talking about them. And they were getting nervous. They feared the crowds, and that's why they didn't arrest Jesus at that time. So they were fairly sure that Jesus was challenging them because they were not bringing forth fruitfulness. And I wonder how we could answer this parable today in our lives. If you were going to rewrite this parable in the 21st century situations, how would you do it? What would Jesus be challenging us about? What aspect of our fruitfulness would he be referring to? So what's the challenge this parable gives us today? And who in this parable do you particularly identify with? Do you identify with the son who was eventually killed, the slaves, the servants of the landlord who were sent to collect the fruit? Do you identify with the landlord himself? quite a challenging parable when we think of these aspects. And what has been your experience when you've entrusted something you treasure to others to look after? Perhaps your house, your child, or something else that's valuable to you. Something lent that then gets broken. The child who has bad experiences when with another. Or leasing out the house you've built up so carefully while you're away overseas and come back and find it's destroyed. What has been your experience in that regard? And then finally, in what way is Jesus the keystone of our lives? How does Jesus become crucial when we're making decisions to do this or do that, to prefer that or prefer the other? How is Jesus the keystone in our attitudes towards events or policies or people? It's a very challenging parable. But over and above all, it seems to emphasize the bearing of fruit. So what sort of fruit do I bear in my encounter with others? How do we welcome those sent along our way each day who are the servants or slaves of the master, the landlord? All of these are very challenging points for us to consider during Lent. Thank you.